You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
And it is also the place that where David had offered the altar to the Lord.
And it's
also later on the place for the Holy
Temple. And
so therefore the foundation of the altar speaks of two things.
里面说到摩利亚山上, 我们对神完全的信任和爱,
On one hand, talk about Mount Moriah, which represents that our complete trust and love towards the Lord and willing to give our best to Him.
And on the
other hand, talking about the threshing floor of Ornan, talks about that the grain has to be separated from its shell to its meat. It talks about the splitting work of the cross upon every one of
us. And
to tell us that something will last forever and then something won't last forever and they must be separated.
And
so that something that can last will be given to the Lord and those cannot last will be burned
out. And
that is the foundation of the altar.
摩利亚山,
Mount Moriah and the threshing floor of Ornan.
因为这边所以神家要建造第一件事情我们要恢复祭坛。
And so in the rebuilding of the house of the Lord, the first thing we must restore is the altar.
我们对神的信任和爱, 让我们愿意把我们所爱的来归给他。
And out of love and complete trust in Him that we are willing to give ourselves and our best to Him.
这是摩利亚山亚伯拉罕的经历。
And that is Mount Moriah, the experience of Abraham.
我们因着蒙光照，知道我们里面没有良善，需要主十字架的拯救。
And by the light of the Lord, we realize that there is nothing good that is in me, and we need the salvation of the cross.
我们愿意伏在十字架工作的底下，在我们身上做分开的工作。
Now we're willing to submit ourselves to the workings of the cross and allow it to split us apart.
把一切不是出于神的从我们身上滚去。
And so that everything that is not of God must be rolled away.
这是阿尔兰鹤场的经历。
And that is the experience of the threshing floor of Ornan.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做恢复祭坛？
So what is to restore the altar?
他为我死, 我为他活。
Christ died for me and I live for him.
而我要能够为他活。
If I were to live for him,
里面说到我要把我最好的给他。
Then one hand I'm reminded to give my best to him.
里面我要说到我这个人需要十字架在我身上做分开的工作。
But then on the other hand I'm reminded that the cross must be upon me to split up the work.
我们不是像该隐一样,
We are not to be like Cain.
凭己意。 把祭物献给神,
that to give the Lord according to what we think is good, that is not pleasing to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们实在求主，不光是我们个人恢复祭坛。
And so we realize not only we individually must restore the altar.
以色列的百姓是众民一同回来，共同筑的坛。
And the people of Israel are returning together, and also they need to rebuild together.
我们何等希望这一次的恢复是我们全家的恢复。
And so we long for this restoring and restoration must be for the entire household.
是整个教会的恢复。
And it's the entire church of the Lord.
是神整个国度的一个复兴啊。
And it's the revival in His great kingdom.
但永远从我们自己恢复开始。
But it always begins with someone, us.
弟兄姊妹, 我们的生命里面, 生活里面有祭坛吗?
Brothers and sisters, do we in our life and our living have the altar?
我们的家庭里面有祭坛了。
And do we have an altar in our house?
当我听见最近很多弟兄姊妹做见证，讲到他们家里面带孩子们读经祷告。
And recently I hear many testimonies from brothers and sisters how they are leading their children to read the words of God in their own family.
弟兄姊妹，我心里面真是佩服，我心里面非常的感动。
And I really admire that and I'm greatly touched by it.
好多弟兄姊妹是每一天都陪他们的孩子读经祷告。
And so many brothers and sisters accompany their children to read the words together every day.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里发出一个挑战，我们希望在座的每一个家庭都有家庭祭坛。
And we must accept this challenge together. We hope for every family to have the family altar.
有祭坛的生活。
And to live by the altar.
是让主去守卫的生活。
And that is to allow the Lord to be number one in place.
重建祭坛说到重建我们生活的次序。
And to rebuild the altar talks about that we must rearrange our life in the right priority.
我们要让主放在首位，让主居首位。
And to yield the first place unto the Lord.
我们要调整我们的生活顺序。
And we must rearrange all the priorities of our daily living.
孩子们，我们要给他的不是光给他们吃喝玩乐，或是一些地上的学术成就而已。
And what we ought to give our children is not to some luxury and some enjoyment of life or academic achievement.
弟兄姊妹，让我们都开始为我们的家祷告。
But we want to pray for each of the household.
归回。
So that we return.
让我们从仇敌的破坏里面归回。
And to return from the destruction of the enemy.
让我们从仇敌的羞辱里面归回。
And to return from the shame that we suffer under the enemies.
让仇敌在我们丈夫、妻子、父母跟孩子之间所留下来的那些伤痕里面，让我们归回。
And to return from the wounds that the enemy leaves behind in all the relationship we have.
弟兄姊妹，我们除非认识我们被掳。
Brothers and sisters, unless we recognize that we are captured by something,
除非我们里面不甘心被掳了。
And unless we are not willing to suffer this captive,
不然这些救恩没有办法领导我们。
And otherwise, we will not want for this salvation.
我们满意目前的家庭生活吗？
And if we are satisfied, are we satisfied with our own lives?
我们满意我们跟我们另外那一口中间沟通的方式吗？
And are we satisfied with the way we communicate one with another?
是不是吵架成为我们经常的事呢？
And do we fight a lot?
还是这个家充满了感恩，充满了 appreciation?
Or this family is full of appreciation one to another and give thanks?
这个家充满了愤怒的吼叫声，还是常常充满了欢乐的这个气氛？
Is this family full of yelling or the atmosphere is joyful?
这个家人之间的关系是正常的吗？
And do we have the right relationship one with another?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们的眼睛都看在我们的困难上。
And brothers and sisters, if we fix our eyes on our difficulty,
如果我们的力量都花在解决这些局面上。
And if we just keep trying to solve these problems and to make it better,
我们被仇敌欺骗。
And then we are fooled by the enemies.
我们要做的是我们先归回。
And what we must do is to return first.
我们要做的我们是先恢复。让主居首位在我的家中。
And we know that we must now yield the first place to the Lord and allow Him to be the Lord of our house.
祭坛的生活，说到让主居首位的生活。
And to live by the altar means that the Lord is now first.
重建祭坛，说到重建我们生活的次序。
And to restore the altar meaning that we are rearranging the priorities of our lives.
弟兄姊妹，让我们每一个家都起来。
And so that every household may rise up for the Lord.
小组聚会一样。
It's the same for each small group meetings.
各个侍奉的小组也一样。
And each service group is also the same.
让我们所有做的都是为着主而做。
And may we learn to do all things unto the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你看看我们教会有多少的弟兄姊妹，他们那么爱主。
And if you look around, there are so many you can see that they love the Lord much.
我今天早上来看到我们后面多了一个 furniture, 你们有没有注意到？
And then I come and I notice there's a new furniture at the back this morning. Any of you notice also?
现在不要去看啊，会后都去看一看。
And not, don't look at it now, but then you may want to look at it when the meeting is over.
你发现弟兄们花了上几个月的功夫 design 这么漂亮的一个家具。
And then you find out that the brothers has really spent time and effort to design such a good, beautiful piece of furniture.
弟兄姊妹，真像旧约盖会幕的时候一样。
And just like the building of the tabernacle in the Old Testament.
一切心中受感的。
And everyone that the heart is moved.
一切被神的灵激动的。
And all that is moved by the Spirit of the Lord.
一切心中有智慧，手中有巧妙的，都起来。
And all who have wisdom from the Lord and skill in their hands will rise up.
他们都不是为了自己，就是为了归荣耀给神。
And they did not rise up for themselves, but to give glory to God.
他们做要把最好的做来归给神。
And they want to give their best unto the Lord.
我保证这样子的家具你在外面订不到。
And I guarantee you, you cannot find the same piece anywhere else.
完全照着我们中间的需要 design.
And it is designed according to exactly what we need.
甚至照着我们同工的高矮 design.
And even to design according to the height of our co-workers.
弟兄姊妹，你看我们招待的同工们。
And look at the ushers that we have.
你看我们搬运的同工们。
And the brothers that is moved in the moving team.
不管风
风雨天,
什么天,
and doesn't matter the condition of the weather, they will come early to serve the Lord.
看得到的, 看不到的,
and we know that the things that is seen or the unseen, that the children of the Lord truly loves Him.
弟兄姊妹,
and we ask the Lord to give us revival each to our service group.
家庭也好,小组传记也好, 任何侍奉的 group 也好,
and we ask the Lord for blessings and revival so that our family and service group and every small group will be blessed by Him. And individually, we know to return to the Lord and give our best to Him.
我说奉献的真谛, 我用 Oswald Chambers的一句话, 叫做竭诚为主。
And I want to tell you again the truth of offering and by the quotes of Oswald Chambers, my utmost for His highest.
我整个最好的, 我是为了他最高的旨意来活着。
And I live my utmost for His highest.
目的弟兄 280磅的身材,
and Brother Moody, he is more than 200 pounds.
他说我每一磅,每一盎司都是属主的。
And he had once said that every ounce of my being is for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,如果你最近吃的All-You-Can-Eat吃多了,多长几磅,不要难过,归给主。
And if you have gained a few pounds because you have visited All You Can Eat too often lately, don't worry about it. Just give it all to the Lord.
你长到280磅,说不定像穆迪一样被神呼召了。
And even if you have more than 200 pounds, perhaps you will also be called like Moody and to serve the Lord.
每一盎司都是神。
He said, every ounce that I have is for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,我们不仅仅有这样奉献的心愿。
And not only we have this desire to offer to the Lord,
甚至有奉献的行动出现我们重建祭坛,
and we even have the act to follow through with the desire to rebuild the altar,
来更大的挑战在于我们持续过奉献的生活。
And the greater challenge is that we will continuously living by the altar to offer Him. Yes, once upon a time we renewed our offerings unto the Lord. And we all have some great testimony we can give to others that yes, once upon a time we offered. But then the greatest challenge is that could you keep it up every day?
所以在这一段的圣经, 以色拉记第三章第一节到第七节里面,
and so in this passage, Ezra chapter 3, 1 through 7,
你发现他们不仅仅有奉献的心愿和行动,
and you will discover not only they have the desire and the acts to offer,
他们开始过奉献的生活,
and they also live by a life that is continuously offering.
他们每一天早晚献上燔祭,
and every day, daily, day and night, they will offer a burnt offering.
第一个挑战就是daily.
And so the first challenge is offer daily.
就是我们每一天,
and that reminds us to begin every day from the altar. And every morning we will pass through this altar. And we also end each day at the altar.
因为姊妹,
and this is also a great challenge to everyone.
所以有一次有一个主日学的老师跟他们孩子们讲到这个早上起来亲近神的宝贝。
And so one time a Sunday school teacher tells the students and how precious it is to have morning devotion. And he encouraged them to rise up a little early, just read some Bible before you go to school.
有一个小女孩, 她回家以后,
and so there's a little girl when she returned home.
啊, 每天晚上睡觉以前, 就把她第二天要穿的鞋子丢到床底下去。
And so she will, before she sleeps, she will put the shoes that she needs to wear the next day underneath the bed.
第二天早上她要上学, 她要穿鞋子,她必须钻到床底下去拿鞋。
And so and the next morning when she needs to go to school, she has to crawl underneath the bed to retrieve the shoes.
她借着这件事提醒她, 我要在主的面前成根。
And because she said, using this action, she will be reminded to have to bow before the Lord and to do morning devotion.
我们听起来好像是一个孩子的表现, 但是我很佩服他。
And we see that it simply is a child's thought, but then think about it, we admire her.
她不仅仅有心愿,
not only she set her mind in doing so, but she followed through with an action.
如果回家你的孩子鞋子掉了, 你到床底下去找找。
And if your child cannot find the shoes, go look under the bed.
她可能只丢进去没有去捡。
And perhaps she just throw it inside and never know to retrieve it from it.
我希望我们在座的每一个孩子啊, 不管你丢什么, 在主的面前用一个方法提醒自己来亲近神。
I really hope for every child here that doesn't matter what method, then you use some method to remind yourself to come before the Lord.
等到我们珍藏到前头了，就不需要这些东西。
And until you have tasted the sweetness, the goodness of the Lord, then you don't need this act.
等到我们真进入状况，本身受吸引了，就不需要这些外面的帮助了。
And until one time your heart is attracted totally to the Lord, then you don't need this external help.
但是在我们培养好习惯、建立好生活的时候，我们需要一些帮助。
But before we build this habit and cultivate this living, then we must have some help.
你如果需要有人打电话到你家的话，可以跟你的小组长交通。
And if you need someone to call you up to remind you, you can ask that help from your counselors.
如果你的小组长起不来，请他告诉我，我打电话叫他。
And if your small group leaders cannot wake up, then ask him to call me, and I'll wake him up to call you.
如果我也起不来，你告诉我爸爸。
If I cannot wake up, tell my dad.
不仅仅每天他们献早晚的燔祭。
Not only daily, they will give burnt offerings of morning and evening.
他们在特别的节期，他们又献特别的祭。
And also, they will take opportunity of the special feast to give special offerings to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们熟读民数记二十八章、二十九章，你知道各种节期该献什么祭，圣经上写的清清楚楚。
So if we are familiar with the book of Numbers, chapter 28 and 29, then you know that the Lord has given us many special feasts, and then they require special offerings.
以色列百姓这七个最重要的圣节，就是节日，都说到他们特殊的恩典和经历。
And there are7 special feasts among the people of Israel, and talk about what they are to remember during those times.
逾越节预表他们蒙救赎。
And the Passover talked about their redemption.
五旬节预表圣灵降临，全备的祝福临到他们。
And Pentecost is a prefigure of the descent of the Holy Spirit, the full blessing of the Lord.
七月一号的吹角节，说到有一天神要吹角召回世上的百姓。
And the first day of the seventh month talk about the feast of the trumpet talks about the people are called unto the Lord.
七月十号赎罪日，说到以色列百姓要全家悔改归向神。在我结婚周年那天
And the tenth day of the seventh month talked about the day of atonement that all the people are to return to the Lord and to be atoned for. Also my wedding anniversary.
七月十五号祝棚节讲到神人同居同乐的喜乐。
And then the feast of the tabernacle followed talk about God and man cohabit together.
弟兄姊妹，今天属灵的节日对我们来说。
And today, when we look at all these special feasts,
讲到我们在主面前特别属灵的 turning point, 特别蒙恩的经历。
And it tells us how we must lay hold of these turning points and their spiritual experiences.
当我们每一次被神特别工作施恩的时候，我们都应该立刻献祭归荣耀给他。
And each time when the special blessings of the Lord has come to us, then we must take hold of the opportunity and give offerings.
那第三，在这里讲到他们都献个人的甘心祭。
And thirdly, we talked about each individual's free will offerings to offer to the Lord.
要全家都有奉献的生活，就需要每一个人都要有奉献的生活。
And if we desire for the household to have the livings of the offerings, then we must have start with each individual.
我们真希望神家从大到小，我们都来过奉献的生活。
And for we desire in the house of the Lord, from the oldest one to the youngest one, everyone live by the altar and offer.
几个月前我收到一个小小的奉献包。
A few months ago, I have received a small offering packet.
是我们中间一个小女孩，这个儿童班的小姊妹，自己用纸张画的，上面写用国语注音啊，杭杰叔叔。
And it is from a child in a Sunday school, and then she wrote in Chinese 注音。
他红拼成杭啊，叫杭杰叔叔。
And she said, 杭杰叔叔。
God bless you.
And she said, God bless you.
但在底下呢，因为他大概也就是不像我们大人懂这么多规矩，他底下签了一个他的小名字在上面。
And then she put her name down there.
就我打开来一看，我里面好感动。
And I was very touched by it.
我更感动的是，我那天打电话给他妈妈，因为我要去谢谢他。
And I was more touched when after I called her and her mother answered the phone. I want to thank her.
她妈妈说她不知道她女儿在上面写的名字的，不然她一定要叫她不要写名字。
And her mother said, "Oh, I did not know my daughter wrote her name down."
她里面放了三块钱。
And she put $3 in it.
啊，她妈妈告诉我。
And her mother told me.
她说我们平常不随便给她钱。
And we don't give her a lot of money.
只有在她换牙，每掉一颗牙，我给她一块钱。
And only when one of her tooth fall off, then we give her $1.
所以我就想到那三块钱是三颗牙。
So I look at the $3 is three teeth.
你想我怎么舍得花这笔钱？
And I look at it, I dare not to use it.
到今天这个我特别用一个盒子放在我的抽屉里面，到现在都还在。
And today this $3 is in one of my special box, in the drawer.
我没有意思让你们家孩子的这个换牙钱都奉献到教会了。
I do not want your child to give all the money for losing a tooth to me.
那弟兄姊妹何等的感动。
But then we are all moved by these stories.
这么小的孩子就学习要奉献。到神的家中。
A small child like that learn to offer to the house of the Lord.
我们真的希望奉献，我们的真正奉献的生活是全家的奉献。
And we desire to live by this offering to the Lord.
还不是只是钱财的奉献。
It's not about money all the time.
我们甘心在神家服侍众圣徒。
And we are willing to serve in the house of the Lord.
我们甘心为着主的缘故放下自己的快乐和权利。
And we are willing to lay down of our rights and our enjoyments for the Lord.
有一个外国的姊妹，她有一次做见证，她说她每一次经过教会的奉献箱的时候。
And there is an American sister who gave this testimony that one day when she passed by the church looking at the offering box.
她常常里面被主的感动，感动到她就想跳进去了。
And she said she was greatly moved by the Lord. She wanted to just put her whole self into the box.
以前有一次有一个教会在传奉献这个盘的时候。
And another church when they passed by the offering plate.
传到一个小男孩，他没有钱，他把奉献盘放下来，他人站进去。
And when it comes to the little boy and he has no money, so he put the plate on the floor and then he stand upon it.
大人在旁边看觉得好像很好笑，神后来重用这个。
And the adults look at him and it's something laughable as if, but then this later on the Lord has greatly used that person.
神悦纳我们对他的每一个奉献。
And the Lord accepts every offering that we give to Him.
有两个姐妹在马路上散步的时候。
And two sisters are strolling on the street.
大姐姐突然在地上捡到一张20块美金的钞票。
And the older sister had picked up the $20 from the floor.
这个妹妹好羡慕，她一直问她你要怎么用这个钱。
And the younger sister asked, how are you going to spend that money?
过了不久呢，这个很 frustrated 的这个妹妹也发现另外20块钱，她高兴得不得了。
And later on, the sister also discovered $20, and she was happy to pick it up.
她马上就拿去买了一些他们平常家穷舍不得买的一些玩具啊、吃的东西，把它用掉。
And so immediately, because they are not that well off, so with $20, so she bought all that she always wanted to buy.
而在那个礼拜天聚会的时候。
But then on Sunday morning, when they come to the meeting.
当奉献盘在教会传递。
When the offering plate was passing through aisle by aisle,
她看着她姐姐安安静静地把她捡到的20块钱放上去。
And she saw her sisters placing the $20 that she picked up from the street on the plate.
她才晓得她姐姐要怎样用这笔钱。
And then she realized why her sister did not tell her how she's going to use it.
但是她姐姐这样子做。
But then what the sister did,
在她妹妹心中留下了一个一生难忘的印象。
And had greatly impressed upon the younger sister all her life.
我也相信决定在主的面前感动神。
And I also believe that it was acceptable to the Lord.
当这个妹妹写这个故事的时候，她说我早已经忘记我那20块钱是怎么花的。
And when the sister wrote her testimony, she said, I forgot how I spent my $20.
但是我却记得我姐姐怎么花的。
But then she said, I remember how my older sister spent hers.
弟兄姊妹，她的姐姐在她妹妹的生命里面留下了一个这么美的一笔见证。
And then her older sister had left a testimonial story in her younger sister.
我相信在永生里面神也记他一笔。
And I also believe that the eternal God has remembered that too.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做让主居首位。
And that is to say, allow the Lord to be the first place.
同样的20块钱。
And the same $20 in amount.
一个让主居首位的跟一个不是主做中心的人有完全不同的表现和结果。
And for a person who has the Lord to be the first and is supposed not, they manifest it differently.
所以弟兄姊妹在这里奉献的生活不仅仅讲到每日持续的奉献。
And so therefore, to live by the altar talks about not only daily and continuous,
讲到一个特殊经历里面的奉献。
And also in some special occasion,
讲到个人的奉献。
And talk about free will offering of each person,
也讲到甘心的奉献。
And the free will offerings.
弟兄姊妹
昨天早上我们弟兄会来教会的时候 And brothers and sisters, when we had the brothers meetings yesterday morning,
我们是早晨七点钟
And we, had the meeting set on 7 o'clock.
天冷又天黑，七点钟聚在一起，对我们都是有一点挑战。
And we, it is kind of early for everyone, the brothers.
尤其礼拜五晚上，大家回到家常常都11:30-12:00
Especially people end the meetings late Friday night, so Saturday morning getting up so early for another one is difficult.
但是昨天很多的弟兄都在那里分享，说到来到教会的时候，才在觉得自己很早就来教会。
But then yesterday they all share that the Only when they arrived to the church, then they realized how early they have arrived.
结果发现借我们教会场地的韩国教会，他们祷告会已经结束了，要回家了。
But then we all discovered that the Korean church that they borrowed our church building, they already finished the morning prayer meeting. They returning home.
他们早晨七点钟都已经祷告会结束，大人孩子都已经。都带到教会来。
By 7 a.m. in the morning, the adults and the children of the Korean church are returning home.
他们教会不到30个人，来祷告会的十几个人。
And they have less than 30 people, but then there are more than half of those people attended the morning church prayer meeting.
弟兄姊妹，我们希望神家的复兴不是少数人的复兴。
And we always want the revival of the house of the Lord for everyone.
我们希望整个家的复兴。
And we hope for the revival for the entire church.
我们希望整个教会的复兴。
And every one of us here, without exception.
我上次曾经讲过，有些人没有听过。我有一个弟兄住在东岸。
And I told this story before, perhaps some of you may not have heard of it, and there's a brother from the East Coast.
他跟我在大学就是同一个查经班里面聚会的。
And he was in the same Bible study with me while we were in college.
有一次他从远东回来的时候。
And one time when he returned from the Far East,
他经过 Bay Area, 他来看我。
And he passed through Bay Area, so he paid me a visit.
他带了他在韩国所录的教会聚会的情形录影带给我们看。
And he showed us the videotape that he made from Korea.
他说他特别不去韩国中央福音教会那个赵永基弟兄有几十万人的大教会去看。
And he said he did not go to the... He did go or did not go?He did not go to Pastor Zhao's big church to pay the visit.
他特别去附近找了一个长老会，想随便抽查看看韩国复兴的情形。
And he just went to a small Presbyterian church a small one, and he wants to know the real condition of Korean church.
他们的 small one 对我们还是 mega church, 有30,000人聚会。
And that small Korean church is more than 30,000 people, much greater than us, of course.
那最让他感动的事情。
And the things that moved him most.
他们礼拜一到礼拜天，每天早晨三堂的晨祷会。
And from Monday to Sunday again, they have three morning prayer sessions.
如果记得不错，是5:00-6:00一堂，6:00-7:00，然后7:00-8:00。
And if I remember correctly, it's from 5 to 6 and 7, 6 to 7 and 7 to 8 a.m.
然后每一堂平均出席人数将近2,000人。
And on the average, 2,000 people attended the meetings every morning.
然后在聚会准时开始的时候，全场95%的人已经到了，没有人迟到。
And when the meetings begin, more than 90% of the people are already seated and seldom someone are late.
他们一祷告的时候，所有人一起参与这个祷告。
And when one person prayed, the entire congregation participated.
我就看见我们的弟兄给我们录影，看见那么多弟兄姊妹那样迫切的那样同声祷告。
And I saw the videotape and how those people were deeply involved with it.
那声音真像大水的声音。
And the voice that they made was just like the great waters.
我们弟兄特别告诉我们，你不要以为这些人都是那些退休不上班的家庭主妇，或是老弟兄老姊妹。
And our brother reminded me that pay attention to them. They are not the women and the older people or the children that they have nothing better to do.
大多数都是上班族，穿着西装打着领带，准备要去上班的。
But then most of them are to work later on after the prayer meeting in the morning.
每天早上他们教会平均6,000人参加祷告会。
So on the average morning, they have about 6,000 people attended morning church prayer.
七天下来，教会有40,000多人次参加祷告会。
And so after 7 days, there's more than 40,000, people times to have prayed.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在这里跟神说，神让你赐福给我们。
And so if we say, we want the Lord to bless us. And we want a victorious life.
主啊，求你复兴我。
And if we pray, Oh Lord, revive me.
那弟兄姊妹，当我们在这样子祷告的时候，
But then if we pray like that,
我们要问一个问题。
We must follow this with a question.
祭坛上有祭牲吗？
Is there sacrifice found upon the altar?
祭坛的火熄灭了没有？
And or the flame upon the altar died out.
利未记第六章四次讲到这坛上的火不可以熄灭。
And Leviticus chapter 6 talked about four times that the fire upon the altar cannot be died out.
弟兄姊妹，我们生命里面，我们的家庭里面，到底有没有祭坛？
And in our life and in our family, is there an altar?
弟兄姊妹，祭坛上面到底有没有祭牲，有没有火焰？
And can there be found sacrifices upon the altar and his holy fire?
我们不要光怀疑神的信实和应许。
And do not just doubt the promise and, of the Lord and from the word.
我们先要来看看我们重建的祭坛没有。
And we must first see, have we rebuilt the altar?
弟兄姊妹，我们是在求神怜悯我们每一个人。
And we ask the Lord to have mercy on each one of us.
我想我们不管信主多少年，我们常常忽略了。
And I believe that not only, not to mention how long we have believed in the Lord, so often we overlook this thing.
求神让我们每一个家庭。
And we ask the Lord in each of the family,
每一个小组的聚会。
And in each of our small groups meeting,
每一个服事的团体。
And in each of the service group in this church,
整个教会。
Our entire church,
我们都起来过奉献的生活。
And we ask the Lord to help us to live a life that is offering.
然后我们都说起来，我们要重建祭坛。
And so everyone echoed in the heart that we will rise up to rebuild the altar.
我们要在原有的根基上面立坛。
And we want to rebuild on the foundation that is from the original.
约书亚和他的众弟兄，所罗巴伯和他的弟兄们都起来。
And Jeshua and his brethren, and Zerubbabel and his brethren, they all arose.
个人从自己所住的城里面都出来到耶路撒冷。
And each of them depart from their own city and to come gather in Jerusalem.
他们如同一人。
As one man.
重建耶和华的祭坛。
And to rebuild the altar in Jerusalem.
We are glad that you listened to the program we edited.And we hope you may let your relatives and friends know the web address of Living in Jesus, www.livinginjesus.org, and invite them to listen too. May more people believe in Jesus.